I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It looks like St. Louis's own Jenna Fischer opened up on Instagram about her battle with breast cancer, which began in late 2023. After an inclusive mammogram, further tests in October revealed a lump in her left breast. In December, she was diagnosed with stage 1 triple positive breast cancer, an aggressive but treatable form. Fischer underwent surgery in early 2024, followed by chemotherapy and radiation. And in her emotional post, she celebrated being cancer-free, marking the end of her cancer journey.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Are you technically in remission at that point, or is it you have 5 years of being cancer-free and then you're said to be in remission? Is that how it works?
I don't know. She said the announcement was that she was cancer-free, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And she has that podcast, Office Ladies, with Angela Kinsey, who,
of course, you can find that on the Odyssey app.
Yes, that's true. It is on the Odyssey app. But, gosh, you would never know. The things people are going through, they're posting on social media, you think life is great, and here she is battling breast cancer at that point.
Great Blues fan, by the way.
Which character was Angela?
Angela. Yeah, a lot of the characters actually had their real names in the
Oscar
show. Yeah, which is funny.
Dwight? No.
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 That was Rain.
And Kevin was Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It looks like Ollie Jones, a former member of the St. Louis rap group St. Lunatics, will continue to pursue a $50 million lawsuit against Nelly alone after the other three members, Murphy Lee, Cage One, and City Spud, decided to withdraw. The lawsuit filed in September accuses Nelly of preventing the members from receiving royalties and profits from his diamond-certified album, Country Grammar.
That's his first one.
Yeah.
So they're accusing him of
keeping the royalties.
They all wrote the songs together, and they all have publishing credits.
So he's facing a lawsuit and just got a DWI. Am I correct?
Well, that was a setup.
Yeah. And just had a new baby.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Things are busy in his life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And that album's almost 25 years old now.
Why'd they wait so long?
Isn't that the song? Down, down, baby.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Keeping with the battle theme, Fred Durst, frontman of Limp Bizkit, has filed a lawsuit against Universal Music Group, accusing the company of withholding millions in royalties owed to the band. In the federal lawsuit, Durst claims UMG intentionally designed royalty systems to conceal profits and avoid paying artists, including Limp Bizkit.
What?
The suit alleges that they owe the band $200 million.
Oh my gosh.
And demands full ownership of their music copyright.
Hasn't this story been going on for 100 years that the record companies aren't paying the artists?
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
It's not new.
No.
Good luck to them.
Carl, you might be able to chime in on this one. The Joker of Foley Adu is struggling at the box office just 5 days after its release. Its Thursday preview earnings were only half of what the original Joker made in 2019, and despite Warner Brothers projecting $40 million for the weekend, the actual total was $37.8 million, missing the estimate by 6%. Monday's gross was also disappointing, earning less than 5% of the opening weekend total.
I don't want to be a spoiler, but I read some horrible reviews of that movie.
Everybody said it's bad.
They spend too much time in the prison. They should have spent more time in the courtroom. And it's a musical, but it's not a musical. There aren't enough songs in it to make it a musical, but there are enough songs in it that people would call it a musical.
I just don't envision the Joker being a musical.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
And Lady Gaga should be an amazing presence in it. She's kind of boring as well.
Wow.
Excellent.
Can't wait to go see it.
I'm telling you not to see it.
Oh, I know. Got that.
And you will never see it.
That's true.
And the last one, it looks like new report reveals that credit card interest rates have reached record highs. In October, the average interest rate for a new credit card hit 20.04%.
Cancel those things, people. Come on. Interest rates are dropping. Your credit card interest rate should be dropping as well. Shop around a little bit. Put some pressure on them. That's my advice.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events,
major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.